update on the injuries. You know that Omar Bolden was concussed. He'll be day to day. We'll go through the concussion procedures. I'll be able to update you better on Wednesday. Willis McGahee did have a ligament tear. It's non-surgical. He's not on IR at this point. Obviously, he's very disappointed. He was probably off to one of his better games when that occurred. So, right now, the guys that stepped in for him, both Lance Ball and Ronnie Hillman, we had no Sean Marino inactive for the game. He's a possibility, and as well as Jeremiah Johnson, who's on our practice squad. But right now, we're not making a roster change as far as an IR with anybody new.
Will you bring in guys to work out this week?
We may or may not. We don't do that till one of those discussions till tonight. But, right now we feel really good about the guys we have. And, they're trained in our system. And, it's pretty extensive. So we feel good about the people we have. Obviously disappointed to lose a player of Willis's caliber. And, we're disappointed for him.
With a non-surgical issue, has it just become a time? I mean, is it just a healing deal?
I tend to go from day to day to week to week. So he'll be week to week.
Would the long term or the short term IR be a consideration? Is that something you would still be able to afford?
Yeah, but I think right now, he's a fast healer. He's a tough, competitive guy. A lot of times your veteran guys are that way. And we wouldn't, at this point, want to prolong it that far.
How do you replace a guy like that?
Well, I've said many, many times, it's the next man up, and it was, yesterday and will be next Sunday. Who that'll be, we'll see how practice goes and, what our active list will look like next Sunday.
Do you prefer one guy or could it be by committee?
Well, we're kind of by committee anyways. In the game yesterday, all three of them played. I think most every game this year, three of them have played. So that won't change. It just, next week it'll be more likely Noshon instead of Willis.
Does he have a broken bone?
I don't know all the technical things. I just know it's not surgical procedure. They're just going to let it rest and rehab. I don't want to get into too much of the exacts other than he will not be IR.
How much confidence do you have in
Noshon?
We haven't seen him really do anything. Because we haven't watched practice. We haven't seen him since Atlanta. What sort of work has he been doing in practice and how ready?
He practices every day. He's not been injured. He had some early issues with his knee, as would be understandable coming off of an ACL. Our medical staff, Greek does a great job, and they've kind of rehabbed that back some. We've let it rest, and he's looked actually over the last couple of weeks very good.
When you talk about knowing your system for potential free agent running backs, there's a couple of guys available like Terrell Sutton or Josh Vaughn that know you and you know their game. Joe Addai is available and knows Manning's game. How do you approach that with any position, but specifically for these running backs? Knowing your system, is that something that could help a guy out and make the team?
Well, no doubt. That's helpful because this game is a lot mental. But, we're always going to look to improve our team. That's not going to change. We'll look at all options. I'm just giving you a few of the immediate ones. But they'll be, it'll be fine. We've done it all season, whether it's been Chris Cooper or other players that have been injured, Tracy Porter. We've got guys in our system we feel very comfortable with.
John, what's Ronnie Hillman doing now that maybe he didn't, back in camp? As far as how's he improved?
Well, he's improved quite a bit. I think, we had pretty good per carry numbers yesterday and ones that we can live with. He was part of that. But for, any new player to your system, and particularly a rookie, he missed some time, so you fall behind a little bit, but I think he's caught up by now.
What's he do well for you as far as they all have different styles?
Well, he catches the ball. He's a threat both run and pass. For a smaller guy, he's pretty feisty in protection. You know, that's been a thing that's always hard to learn for a rookie is the protection. You know, but, you know, running, he's got excellent vision. He's got excellent burst through the hole. You know, so that's why we drafted him in the third round.
How much selling did Peyton Manning do for you on Brandon Stokely? Did he give you a scouting report?
Well, I think there was a comfort zone, you know, like we all have comfort zones. You know, we mentioned earlier about backs that have been in your system. You know, I think Dan Copen had a comfort zone with Dave Magazoo. You know, he coached him in college. So, you know, a guy like Brandon who's, you know, when I had Jake in Carolina, I mean, he was always bugging me about bringing Stokely in. And, you know, so it was pretty easy, actually. He's a real smart guy. You know, I've been impressed with, I mean, he looks like he did 10 years ago athletically. You know, he's taking great care of himself. He's played quite a few plays for us. He played 59 yesterday. So, you know, he's pretty remarkable, actually, for the time he's spent in the league.
John, teams tend to rely more on the run as we get into November, December. Regardless of who's in the backfield, is that still your philosophy?
Yeah, I think you had to have balance. You know, I don't think anybody wants to become one-dimensional, you know, as an offense. So something we'll continue to stress. You know, we've got all kind of guys rolling through there, whether it be the O-line or, you know, tight ends for that matter, running backs. You know, it'll just something that we'll continue to try to improve, and we need to improve.
You said you hadn't looked at the tape, obviously, right after the game, but thought DJ played well. Now you have looked at the tape. What was your...
I thought he played well. You know, he played 21 snaps. That's about what we had kind of programmed. You know, I think he, you know, a couple errors, you know, just like everybody. It's not perfect. You strive for it, but it usually doesn't occur. But I thought all in all, he had a very good performance.
A lot of the players had the same message afterwards, which is their goal is not 7-3 through 10 games. Even their goal is not winning the division title necessarily. Reset, I mean, as far as going forward with people saying you've got the division wrapped up, you keep it...
I mean, you know, like I think I've mentioned before, I mean, you know, all we're assured of right now is 7-9. And the best we can do is 13-3. What we've become will be, you know, how we perform these last six games. And we'll approach them one at a time. We're going on the road, a very tough place to play, you know, against a division opponent, which is a rival. And in rivalries, you throw the records out the window. So, you know, they've got, they're well coached. They've got good players. And, you know, we'll have to be ready and prepared to play a good game, and whoever plays the best is going to win, and it'll be like that. You know, you're going to hear the same speech every week for six more weeks. So, and it's because it's the truth. I know it sounds cliche, but you know, you look around the league, and you know, I don't have to mention names of teams, but you know, the record doesn't mean anything. You know, I watched a one-win team against a one-loss team, and you wouldn't have never known it.
Too early to say number two and number are not number two seed is.
Trying to confuse me, Mike?
Yeah, number two, yeah. I guess number two seed is what would be the goal as opposed to three.
You know, we're just, like I said, you know, that'll all take care of itself over these next 6 weeks, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and we won't. Right now, all our focus is going to be on Kansas City.
Knowing that you haven't accomplished anything yet, do you still appreciate the sign of respect when people in the industry like Norv Turner, for example, say yesterday after the game, Denver's the most complete team we've faced all year? Doesn't mean you've accomplished anything, but it sure is a sign of respect.
Yeah. Well, my experience has been you're about two games away from disaster. So, you know, that's this week. You know, and if you don't continue to improve, all of a sudden you can change those things. And, you know, that's our deal right now. We like our team. Everybody likes, you know, we got a great locker room. But we're going to have to continue to work hard to get where we want to go.
You've been winning these games and scoring 30 points, which is a lot. But it does feel like there's still been some hiccups along the way offensively. How much better do you think this offense can actually be?
You know, it's hard to, you know, we'll get what we deserve. I mean, and what we deserve will be how hard we work to get there. And so, you know, we got to continue to improve. When we watch the tape, we see plenty of things that we can do better in all three phases. So, you know, the key is to keep the mindset of trying to get better and improve those things. And in this league, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You don't stay the same, and that'll be our mindset.
I'm guessing one of those things was there were a lot of fourth and ones that came up yesterday, short yardage. Mm-hmm. Something that you were concerned about or something that the offense will be?
You know, we haven't probably been as successful as we'd like to be on third and one. I don't know what our fourth down percentage is at this point, but, you know, that's an area we can improve at without a doubt. So we'll continue, you know, doing that.
John, in general, what's your philosophy on guys intercepting the ball on fourth down? Just in general.
You know, you're always looking at team first. You know, sometimes whether it's Hail Marys or do you ever believe in laterally? You know, it's like everything. If it turns out good, you like it. If it doesn't, you don't. So
even if it costs you 20 yards of field position.
You know, I don't. Sometimes you're making quick decisions, and
I was just curious.
That doesn't register. I don't like that at 20 yards, but I understood what he did.
Leonard, he doesn't get downgraded.
No. Not too many downgrades for interceptions.
And how big of an impact has Luke Richardson had? I know when you brought him in, you know, it was a big deal made, and you haven't had those kind of injuries like hamstrings and that as much as in the past.
You know, obviously we thought well enough of him to hire him. I think he's done a tremendous job. I think his staff, you know, we've increased our numbers in that area. You know, first of all, it's a big commitment from our owner, you know, and John, you know, to have more individualized attention. You know, I think the science of strength and conditioning, and particularly in football, has changed quite a bit. You know, it's different over, you know, history from maybe some other sports, whether it be baseball or basketball, and I think football is coming back to that a little bit more, that style and that science. I think Luke, you know, his background has been in that type of weight training and conditioning, you know, so I think it's been good so far.
Is a lack of, say, hamstring pulls and stuff like that that you've seen in the past, or there may have been an issue, is that a direct reflection on what he's done with these guys?
Well, it's hard for me here and now because I've only been here 2 years. 1 year, you know, was with no off-season conditioning. You know what I mean? So I don't care who you are, whether you're a professional athlete or not, you're not training as hard if you don't have somebody pushing you. So it's just human nature. You know, so it's hard for me to gauge last year to this year, regardless of the fact that we've got, you know, different strength and conditioning staff. In all fairness, I'm not sure a year ago was, you know, a great indicator.
What about just compared to what you've had in the past, other places you've been, whether it was an assistant or head coach?
Well, I think it's changed a lot. It was what exactly I said. I mean, the style, you know, whether you're loading up the joints with heavy weights and that type of training versus, you know, maybe not loading up the joints as much and a little bit more stretching and flexibility, those types of exercises, I think, been kind of conducive to other sports.
If you could have got the clock stopped in the first half, were you going to let Matt try for the record there?
That was the plan. You know, we did a poor job as a staff kind of, you know, getting the mechanics of that done correctly. And, you know, if Lance had it to do over again, he was trying to find the official, but you kind of want to get it more back into the middle. But in fairness to him, we've got to do a better job as coaches, you know, practicing that under pressure.
John, you had Strahan.
Mm-hmm.
Can Bond be a Tony Sack guy?
You know, it's, you know, our full body of work's not done yet. He's well on his way. I mean, he's a very talented young man, fun to coach, fun to be around. You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but, you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him. I can say that, and we'll see where it goes.
You wouldn't be opposed to 20 seconds?
No. I wouldn't oppose any of that. I just wasn't comparing.
So when you see that many tackles for a loss that he has this year, I think he's low 20s, something now. What is that saying to you about this total game?
You know, it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get. And he's practiced and worked very hard. You know, obviously, the area that he didn't have a lot of experience at was in coverage, you know, coming into pro football. And he's worked very hard to become a complete linebacker, not just a rush linebacker. But you know, you're almost crazy to put him in coverage just because he's so talented going the other way. So, you know, he's just a real disruptive player when he's going forward. And, you know, whether it's in the run game for a tackle for loss or whether it's a sack, you know, on a pass play.
How surprised were you to see him go unblocked on that one sack that he had?
You know, I've seen some unblocked guys. We've had some unblocked guys, you know, and so it's not by design, but, you know, it's, you're dealing with human beings and there's human error.
To look forward a little bit, looks like Brady Quinn is going to be quarterbacking for the Chiefs this week. What do you think?
Obviously,
he's here and kind of went through a lot
with the Broncos.
About him getting a shot.
Well, I mean, I've got great respect for Brady. You know, he worked hard. He was a good teammate while he was here, so I've got nothing but great praises for him. I didn't get a chance to see him play a lot for us, not necessarily by design, but, you know, that's just the way it worked out. I haven't got a chance to study a lot of tape on him at Kansas City yet, but we'll get to do that today as soon as I'm out of here.
Thanks, Coach.